Rita Bo Brown had a self-described rough upbringing.
It was a pretty typical working class family of that time period. A lot of alcoholism, a lot of abuse, a lot of extreme sexism in family roles. My mother mostly did not work unless my father's gambling and drinking got him so out of control that we didn't have any money.
Growing up queer in a small logging town of Klamath Falls in Oregon didn't help either, but she held her own.
When I was 5, I knew that I didn't want to be a mother or a housewife. I knew at 5 years old. I was always what they called a tomboy. I played baseball. I beat the boys up. That was just me.
So when she graduated high school and had a chance to leave small town life to go to Seattle, she took it. Bo soon got a job at the post office, working in the mailroom and as a clerk. But one day, you could say an opportunity presented itself to Bo. An opportunity of the illegal kind.
I found a letter one time from an apartment manager to a landlord that was full of cash. People paid their rent in cash, and they got receipts for their rent, and then the manager guy sent it to the landlord. Well, if it never got to the landlord, it got lost in the mail. So it got lost in my mail. So, and they got hip to me. I mean, I wasn't real stupid with it, but I was a bar dyke then. I had discovered the bars, and I had discovered acid, and I had discovered an interesting crew of little people to hang out with.
Bo was caught and given a sentence of 1 year and a day. Because of that one extra day, she did her time at the penitentiary instead of a work program. There, she met Pearl and a group of women exchanging radical books.
Well, she started telling me about some reading that they were doing. Like, there was a group of black women in this prison who were reading, right? And she brought me a couple books. I don't remember what the other books were. I just remember that she brought me Blood in My Eye. And my assignment was to read this book and never let it be seen by anyone, and then her and I would discuss it. And I was reading that book when George Jackson was killed in San Quentin.
That book, Blood in My Eye, written by incarcerated Black Panther Party member George Jackson, presented his analysis of systematic prison abuse, class war, and communism. After her release, Bo began to work with the Women Out Now Prison Project, a group providing community services for women just getting out of prison. She also began working at a print shop publishing an underground prison newspaper.
And we were reading all this stuff. I mean, there was stuff happening all over the country. There was a group of prisoners in, I think, Oklahoma. The acronym for their name was Cat Shit. I can't remember now what all that meant. But they actually burned down part of their prison in protest to conditions in their prisons.
Intense radicalism charged the current of 1970s activism. Soon, the fledgling two-member George Jackson Brigade invited Bo to join and participate in their anti-capitalist activities. Why did she decide to go underground, to participate in violent political armed struggle?
I guess I was of the mind that you have to be about what you say you're about. You know, anybody can talk shit. Anybody. Talk is cheap. What do you do? What's your action? Who are you really? Based on a lot of words, anybody can talk. What can you do? What can you do?
And so, Bo started to take part in the underground operations of the brigade. She became the gentleman bank robber, dressing in drag and robbing banks to fund their political actions.
So we had John Sherman with us, who we had just busted out of jail, who's on the top 10 most wanted list. So we can't really, and he just got shot in the face, so he don't really want to go in the bank, right? So somebody had to go in the bank because we didn't have any money. So when I went into the bank, I always had a little bit of mustache, so we just did eyebrow pencil on that, and I always wore hat. I always identified me as a man. They used to think I was John Sherman, but he's like 6 foot tall or something. I don't know how they did that. But they did, because they could never admit that it was a woman. It was beyond their capacity of thought.
Bo Brown took part in over a dozen bank robberies in Oregon and Washington from 1975 to 1977. Finally, she got caught by the FBI in 1977 outside of a Seattle laundromat. She was convicted of violating the Federal Firearms Act and committing 5 bank robberies. She spent 8 years in jail. Still holding strong to her beliefs about armed struggle, Bo does not regret her time in the brigade.
I think that no one in our community went to jail. No above ground people went to jail. I think that the communication that happened with the above ground and the underground, I think it just shows that a community is a bigger thing and can function on multi-levels. I mean, if I had to do it all again back in the time, back in the circumstances were the same, I would do it again because I could. Of course, you can always do everything better. It's not going to change until we do it better. And it's not going to change in the next round. There are many rounds left.
Today, Rita Bo Brown works as a tow truck driver in Oakland, California. But she is still very much involved in political activism, though planning bank robberies has been replaced by planning above-ground fundraisers. She formed the group Out of Control, Lesbian Committee to Support Women Political Prisoners, and travels around the country speaking to activist groups about her experiences. For One World Report, I'm Amber Cortez.